Warsaw ball to start the fourth. Lady Tigers trailing Columbia City 53-40. Bricker has it as Warsaw moves it to the near end. What a sequence there. Warsaw got off a pretty good three-point shot, but Winchester missed it short. She had time to take a dribble and get collected, but didn't. And in the lane, Bricker at the other end shoots it, blocked by Baker. And Lenny Krebs is stomping up the sideline, screaming at the officials. Baxter the other way. Nobody gets in front of her, and she puts it in. 23 for Addison Baxter, and it's 55-40. Curling in the lane, Winchester. Lost the ball, picked it back up, then threw it away. Baxter, and she knocks it free again. It's down to the other end. Knepp was going to get a grab of it, but couldn't at midcourt because Baxter stole it, took it down, and missed a shot. Bricker the other way for the Lady Tigers, down by 15. Into the deep left corner for Zartman. Zartman with a head fake. Dribbles out to the wing, looks down in at Winchester. Now Knepp will jump a pass down in there. Brooke fakes, turns baseline side, and a foul called on Baker. Her third. Again, let's go back to the numbers through three. Columbia City, 23 of 45, 51%. They shot 19 of 32 in the middle two quarters. 7 of 21 from the arc, 3 of 3 at the line. Warsaw now 47%, 16 of 34, 6 of 20 from the arc, 2 of 5 at the line. Winchester free throw is good. 16 now for Winchester. Her average is just under 16. 6:56 left. Warsaw down by 14. Chastain into the game for Knepp for the Lady Tigers. Second one up, no good. Warsaw continues to have a hard time at the free throw line. And right now, everywhere else, Baker. Now crossed to Anissa Tonkle. Inside Baxter, outside left side. Three-pointer, Tessa Tonkle, no good. Rebound to Sheets, reverse layup. Winchester, the rebound for Warsaw. Outlets to Bricker. Bricker racing up the near side. Gets the free throw line back to a trailing Winchester for three. Way short. Bricker comes flying in to get the rebound. Back to a cutting Winchester. Works in on Baker. Underhand flip shot, no good. And Columbia City's there for the rebound. Anissa Tonkle outlets to Baxter. Baxter crosses over against Chastain. Blocked by Bricker. She got it back, though. Baker at the free throw line. Tessa Tonkle out to Sheets. And a timeout's called here by Columbia City. This is a 30. 30-second timeout. Although I don't know that they have a 30. 6:07 left to go fourth quarter. Columbia City 55, Warsaw 41. We're back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. Columbia City asked for a 30-second timeout, but Amy Shear had used her 30s back in that second quarter one when the Lady Tigers were starting to run away with things. She called timeout with 5:31 left to go in the second quarter, and Warsaw leading 28-15. And since then, it's been all Columbia City. They have outscored Warsaw 40-13. And it's primarily been their defense. Yes, they've hit some shots, but it's primarily been the defensive end that has turned this game in their direction. And they are 6 minutes away from their 10th win of the season in 11 tries. Anissa Tonkle out top Sheets, drives right, kicks it off to Baker. Baker back out to Baxter. Left side for Tonkle. That's Anissa Tonkle to her sister. And Tessa brings out. It's tipped away and stolen. Bricker will race down and get two. Her first points of the second half. She has 13. That's two below her average. 55-43. Baxter, top of the circle. Right side, Tessa Tonkle. Picked up her dribble, hands back to Baxter. Addy drives left, got around Chastain again, and missed it. Winchester, the rebound for Warsaw. Outlets far side to Chastain. That's a tough matchup for anybody, but especially Braley. She's just not quick enough to keep up with Baxter. Bricker, left side, Zartman. Dumps it down to Winchester. She's above the basket against Sheets. Muscles it up there, and in, and a foul. Sheets at 5'7". Not nearly big and strong enough to guard Brooke Winchester down in the post. Brooke now with 18 and 1. They're going to bring Fry in. Baxter's going to get a break. Well, here's your chance with 5:10 left. Baxter's on the bench. For how long, we don't know. Winchester can make it a 9-point game with 5:10 left with her 19th point. It's up there, and it's in and out. And Warsaw cannot make a free throw tonight. They just can't. And that's the one. That's been the one constant this whole season. They've been really good free throw shooters. Sheets down the right side of the lane around Chastain. Chastain whacks her over the shoulder. And free throws coming up here for Columbia City. Layla Knepp comes to the scorer's table. Chastain with her second foul. Sheets at the free throw line for two. She has 2 points, a basket back in the third quarter. She's an 87% free throw shooter. She's their best. Oh, and she missed one. It's in the water tonight here in the Tiger Den. Best free throw shooter is not doing much. Zartman comes over to the Warsaw bench for repairs. Second one up. She missed them both. Rebound is tipped out of bounds. And whose ball is it going to be? It's going to be Warsaw's ball. Chastain, that ball was going to be Warsaw's ball, and Chastain followed it almost off the sideline. Something's wrong with Brooke Zartman's hand. Corey Branham is taping it up. Right side for Chastain. Out top for Winchester. Near side to Bricker. One-on-one against Sheets. Tries the baseline. Backs her way into the lane. Throws it back out for Winchester. Back to Bricker. Bricker hits a three-pointer. It's 55-48. Warsaw within 7. 4:30 left to go. Still plenty of time. Fry, left side, Tessa Tonkel. Big trip here. If you can get a stop and a bucket, he starts to put a little fear in Columbia City. Sheets kicks it out. Anissa Tonkel back out to Fry on the weave. Now to Tessa Tonkel, 35 feet out. 4:10 left to play, fourth quarter. Columbia City with a 7-point lead the basketball. Fry runs into Chastain, couldn't shoot. Throws it back out, Tessa Tonkel. Now on the weave, Sheets kicks it out. On the drive, they weave from left to right. Fry threw a low pass. Baker caught that at her shoe tops. Now to Sheets. Sheets, the longer this possession goes, the bigger it gets. Time starting to windle down on the Lady Tigers. Sheets against Knapp, top of the circle. Ball knocked away. Sheets got it back, drives right side, and missed it. But the rebound's grabbed by Columbia City. Fry got the rebound. They kick it out and reload it with 3:30 left to go, up by 7. Sheets behind the back dribble against Bricker. Now throws it back out, Tessa Tonkel. Columbia City starting to spread things out a little bit. Warsaw, like a long shift in hockey, getting tired. They've had to play defense now for over a minute. Baker picks up her dribble against Winchester. Left side for Tonkel. Tessa into the corner for Sheets. Kendra puts it on the floor, and a blocking foul called on Bricker. Jocelyn with her third. She's the first Lady Tiger with three. 3:10 left, fourth quarter. It's a non-shooting foul, so it's still out of bounds. And again, even I don't care, Sheets missed those two. You do not want to send this team to the free throw line counting on them to miss free throws in the last 3:10 of this game to get back in it. Neely back in. Knepp is out. And Columbia City gets the ball in. Sheets out beyond the volleyball line, straight out. Runs into Bricker, picks up her dribble. Backdoor lob over everybody. Winchester took it away. Winchester up the near sideline, Chastain. Braley down to the three-point arc. Back out to Winchester. Bumped into by Baxter. Now out to Bricker. Bricker looks in at Winchester. In the corner, Chastain. Chastain lobs inside too high, and we're going to have a foul called. And let's see who the foul's on. I think they're going to call the foul on Winchester. Yep. It's going to be on Brooke. It's her third. Just not a good pass. The help side is standing right there waiting, hoping that you throw that ball. It had to be perfect, and it was not even close to that. 2:40 left. Warsaw pressing everywhere, and they get it into Baxter. Baxter races up the near side, gets to the center line, now crosses over to the middle. Takes it all the way on the far side of the volleyball line, then back out to Sheets. Back to far side, Tessa Tonkel. Earlier in the game, she would have pulled the trigger on that three-point try. She says no, not with the time and score. Baker right wing, pressure by Winchester. The Lady Tigers are exhausted. They've been playing defense the whole last 3 minutes, and a foul called on Zartman on the baseline. Brooke with her third. And it'll be out of bounds to Columbia City That's 14 fouls and worse on the quarter. Amy Shear all the way out inside the three-point arc. Right in front of Trent Long. She's wide open. They could throw the ball and she could shoot it. She was a good shooter back in the day. Baxter, far side, hand check, you foul called on Winchester. That's her fourth. Five team fouls in the quarter now. Bonus in effect. Baxter at the free throw line. She's 3 for 3. 55-48 Columbia City, pending these two free throws from the 5'9" junior. Baxter spins it, shoots it from her chin, and put it right through the middle. She averages 18.5. She's got 24. She leads all scorers and now has one more coming. And it's in the air, and it's good, too. 25 points for Addie Baxter. Warsaw in transition, down by 9, 57-48, 2:05 left. Bricker in the lane, backs away from Baker, dumps it down to Winchester, back out to Bricker. She'll catch it and shoot it and miss it for three. Rebound knocked free, but Baxter with some fancy dribbling gets away from a double team, runs down the lane, right side, Tessa Tonko, back out to Sheets, and they'll run time. And the Columbia City fans approve, and they should, and some of them come to their feet, and there's a foul. Zartman with her fourth. Free throws for Sheets, who just missed a couple earlier in the quarter, but again is their best at 87%. And Lenny Krebs wants a timeout. All he has left are 30s. 1:44 left to go fourth quarter. Columbia City, 57. Warsaw, 48. We're back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. Roger Grossman with you. Glad to have you wherever you are listening or watching, however you're taking in the broadcast. We thank you for it. Unfortunately, the news, not so good. 1:44 left to go in the game. Columbia City up by 9. Sheets shooting 2. The first one is in. She averages 12 a game. She only has 3. Addie Baxter has made up for it, to say the least. One more for the diminutive 5'7 senior, and she rolls that one in 2. Sheets with 4, 59-48 Columbia City, 1:40 to go. Bricker off a high screen, not open, now Chastain. Chastain, a couple dribbles, ball deflected, picked up by Zartman. Zartman hands off in the weave to Bricker. Bricker runs it in the lane, couldn't shoot, back out to Winchester. Now to Bricker between the circles, 1:25 left. Bricker shakes free for a 12-footer in the lane, missed it short, got her own rebound, will fake and kick it out. Zartman wide open 3, nope, off the back of the rim, as grabbed by Columbia City. Sheets with the rebound, she will dribble around Zartman and into the front court with 1:09 left. Columbia City with an 11-point lead. Remember, they were down the first half by 13. High pass, good catch by Sheets. Zartman out there has got to be careful for fouls. Out to the far corner for Anissa Tonkel. Now the Columbia City fans start to cheer with 53 seconds left. Foul called on Neely. Her third. Free throws again coming up for Columbia City. It's the girl day one up there, Baxter. When this game is 5 out of 5, and has 25 points. First one's up and good. We said earlier in the broadcast, she walked onto the court believing that she's the best player on the court for either team. And we are all reminded tonight why. Because she is. Baxter makes both free throws. 27 points, 52 seconds left. 61-48, Lady Eagles. Neely up the far side, had the ball taken away. Baxter again, who else? She's got a bucket full of steals again tonight. Came in averaging 5 a game. Baxter in from the left, across to Baker, out to Tessa Tonkel, and now to Kendra Sheets as they will hold the ball. Start warming up the bus to head on that short bus ride home to Columbia City. 25 seconds. Baxter dribbles from the free throw line to the near sideline, chased by Bricker. Trap got it out of there. Tessa Tonkel, not a sheet, 19 seconds. And now the Lady Tigers will play token pressure. 9 seconds to go. They double team, down to the corner, Tessa Tonkel. Back out to Sheets, And Sheets will hold on to the ball, and that's going to do it. Columbia City comes to Warsaw for the second straight year and beat the Lady Tigers 61-48. Post-game coverage begins after these words on News Now Warsaw. Final score in the Tiger Den tonight, Columbia City 61, Warsaw 48. Final individual scoring in the game for the Lady Eagles, who are now 10-1 on the year. Kendra Sheets, 4. Anissa Tonkel, 6. And then in double figures, their big three. Three of their big four. Tessa Tonkel, 12. Molly Baker, 4. And Addison Baxter with 27 points to lead all scorers. For Warsaw, you had Alexis Neely with 7. You had Jocelyn Bricker with 10. Brooke Zartman, 13, and the leader was Brooke Winchester with 18 points. It was 19-12, Warsaw at the end of one. They played a great first 8 minutes, and that carried over into the first 2.5 minutes of the second quarter. And Amy Shear took timeout with 5:31 left to play in the second quarter, and Warsaw up 28-15. And then the Eagles went on an 18-2 run to end the half. Columbia City took the lead on a three-pointer just before the halftime buzzer, 33-30, and then outscored Warsaw 28-18 in the second half to pull away for the victory, 61-48. Warsaw won the JV game 57-37. They're now 8-3 on the year. Cassie Jackson had 15 points and 10 rebounds. Kaylee Gokeen added 13 points. Lucy Andrew had 14, and Jocelyn Lukey added 13 for the Lady Tigers, who shot a season-best 56% from the field. Warsaw also won the freshman game 23-21. Unfortunately, the varsity did not fare as well. They lost to Columbia City 61-48. The final stats and the play of the game, plus we hope a conversation with Lenny Krebs, still on the way next on News Now Warsaw. 61-48, Columbia City wins tonight over Warsaw, and it's time for the final stats brought to you by Aldifer Bergen & Company. Let them be the head coach of your financial planning team. Aldifer Bergen & Company, 122 West Market Street, Warsaw, and online at aldiferbergen.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Columbia City, 23 of 50 from the field, that's 47%. They were 6 of 21 from three-point range and 9 of 11 from the free throw line. Warsaw, 19 of 43 from the field, 44%, 7 of 24 from three-point range, and 3 out of 8 from the free throw line. Warsaw had just one three-pointer, I believe, in the entire second half. No, I take that back. They had two three-pointers in the second half. They were 2 out of 7. Rebounding edge to Columbia City, 32-22. Columbia City had 13 offensive rebounds compared to Warsaw's 17 defensive rebounds. Warsaw with only 5 offensive rebounds themselves. One of the big stories, Columbia City's defense, their defense is really good, and it was certainly good in the last 21 minutes of the game. They forced Warsaw into 15 at turnovers. Columbia City committed 9. Individually for the Lady Tigers tonight, Brooke Zartman, 5 of 9 for the field, 3 of 6 from three-point range, 13 points. Jocelyn Bricker, just 3 of 12 from the field, 2 of 7 from the arc, 0 of 2 at the line. She did have 9 rebounds to go along with her point total. You had Brooke Winchester with 18 points in the game, on 7 of 14 shooting, 2 of 7 from three-point range, and 2 of 5 at the free-throw line. Again, Warsaw just 3 of 8 from the free throw line of the game. It did not cost them the game, but it certainly did not help them down the stretch. Again, Warsaw falls tonight 61-48 to Columbia City. Flip it around, coach. There you go. Jim Spiker is up here representing the coaching staff. I'll tell you what, that first 11 minutes of this game, that was a lot of fun, and then it turned on a dime.
Yeah, I just talked to the girls and the coach about kind of a fighter's perspective there. I thought we came out, punched them in the mouth, and I thought they had a little bit of even the deer in the head, like that. They didn't expect that. But then that's when you play a ranked team and they're coming off a loss and they punched back, and that's when I don't think we responded real well. We didn't take care of the basketball. They started getting up in our grill a little bit defensively, pressuring the ball, really not giving us any room at all. And we just didn't do a very good job of handling the basketball at those times. We settled for some shots that we kind of built the lead with, but at the timing of the game and how it was going, and they were getting a little more pressure, covering those shots a little bit better. We needed to break them down a little bit better offensively. We had one possession, I thought, where Brooke Zartman, we worked the ball good. She got down the lane, got a layup. But there was a stretch there that was about it offensively.
Yeah, and when that starts happening and they turn up the heat like they did, sometimes you start shooting the ball just to make sure you get a shot, because you're not sure that if you make two more passes, you're still going to have the ball.
And I think that's how we responded. Like they put a little pressure on us, and we didn't break it down and handle them and make them play enough defense. And the one time we did, like I said, we got a pretty good shot out of it, but we didn't do that consistently enough. And but to give them credit, that's why they're one of the ranked teams in the state. They have two really good guards, and they stepped up their effort. And overall, I was pleased with the game we played. We played hard. We played well. We didn't take care of the basketball as well as we needed to at times. And I would have liked to seen us keep transition up a little bit better. We didn't seem to run the floor as well, but part of that's probably from both teams being a little bit gassed.
Yeah, absolutely. From a defensive standpoint, they scored 68 points. A lot of that was on – it became dribble drives, and your kids were getting beat off the dribble.
Yes, and that was a little bit fatigue factor, and a little bit that all four of their guards, I think, can handle basketball really well, and Baker understands her role really well as a post player in movement and screening. And so, you know, we're not the only team that they've been able to do that to, and they'll continue to do that. So, well-coached, good team, and they'll be a hard out this year for anybody, I think.
Absolutely. You've got Wednesday, Thursday, Friday before you go to Wawasee and continue the conference. What's going to be the focus of the kids tomorrow in practice and beyond that?
Tomorrow will probably be a little bit of a light day, and then we'll get after it on Thursday pretty hard, and Friday will be our typical game day before a game prep. And, you know, we're back to conference now. This is another championship game. They're one mini championships. You know, as coach talks to them, we won't win it Saturday, but we certainly could lose the conference if we don't come away with a victory at Wawasee. And so I hope our girls recalibrate. We did a lot of nice things tonight. I hope they understand that, you know, like you said, for about 11, 12 minutes, we played pretty good high school girls basketball. And so I hope they continue to grow on that. That's what we talked about to them in the locker room. That stretch was really good basketball. Then we hit a stretch which wasn't high caliber basketball. And so how do we learn and get better in those details in the middle of the game like that and still come away with a victory on our home floor?
Thanks for coming up.
Appreciate it, Roger.
Jim Spiker, the coaching staff, after Warsaw Falls tonight, 61-48 to Columbia City. We'll continue with our postgame coverage next on News Now Warsaw. 61-48, Columbia City beats Warsaw for the third year in a row. They beat them in Columbia City 3 years ago, or 2 years ago. Then last year, they played here and beat the Lady Tigers here. And then because of this road stretch that Warsaw was on, Columbia City agreed to come back here because it was under a new contract. It's kind of complicated. But they agreed to come back here for a second year in a row, and they doubled down on what they did here last year. They won 61-48 here today. It's time for the play of the game. It's brought to you by Stonehenge Golf Course, a championship course steeped with tradition on Pearson Road. See why people are raving about their banquet and conference room with a capacity up to 80. Reserve your holiday, wedding, or important meeting now. 61-48 was the final. Again, Warsaw forced Columbia City to call timeout with 5:31 left to go in the second quarter. Warsaw was leading by 13 at that time. From that point, Columbia City won on an 18-2 run. To end the half, the last three of those 18 were on a situation where Warsaw had the ball. I want to say there was 4.5 seconds left in the half. Brooke Zartman threw a beautiful baseball pass right to Brooke Zartman just on the offensive side of the volleyball line at the near end. Brooke caught it, turned, had a chance to shoot it, missed it, and it went out of bounds with 1.8 seconds left. Warsaw, in their effort not to foul, but put pressure on Columbia City, had Baxter get free near midcourt. She took two dribbles, was just across the midcourt line right in front of the scorer's table. So she's a good 40 feet out, and she banked it in. So when Warsaw almost had a three-point basket that would have got them to with a three-point lead at halftime, Columbia City, as it turned out, put the game in their reach with the three-pointer by Baxter at midcourt. That's not even the biggest play of this game. That was a big one. But it was Tessa Tonkel who hit the three-pointer right before halftime that gave the Eagles the lead for the first time since they went ahead very early in the game. That was the three-pointer that put Columbia City ahead, and it put them ahead to stay. And they went on to win 61-48, and that is the play of the game. Brought to you by Stonehenge on Pearson Road in Warsaw. We'll finish up next on News Now Warsaw. That's going to do it from here. Thanks to Steve back at the radio station. Steve has sent us some final scores. We'll call those up. Girls scores, Penn beat Concord 52-28. Plymouth beat Glenn 35-22. Mishawaka beat Clay 42-41. Wallasee went to Goshen and beat Bethany Christian 48-32. So that sets the tone for Saturday. Warsaw and Wallasee, again, we will not be able to broadcast it, but if you check on Thursday at the Warsaw Athletic website, warsaw-tigers.com, we will have the link not only for you to buy tickets, but also for you to be able to watch it online. Jimtown beat Triton girls basketball 56-39. Boys finals, Goshen beat Clay 63-52. Northwood beat Jimtown 33-32. Mishawaka beat Michigan City 54-44. Northridge beat Riley 42-41. And Triton beat Bethany Christian 51-41. Here in the Tiger Den, Warsaw takes two out of three. They win the freshman game 23-21. They win the varsity or the JV game 57-37, but they lose to varsity to Columbia City 61-48. That's going to do it from here. Thanks to Steve back at the station. Again, the final score in the varsity game, Columbia City 61, Warsaw 48. Stay tuned. Dave Ramsey is next.